Baseball is in full swing. NBA playoffs are heating up, and your NFL team is gearing up for training camp. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Dave Leventhal is joining us this morning, Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insider. Dave, a mass shooting in your hometown, and even as you're in Washington, this is the top story in the nation right now.
It is, Susan, and I've probably spoken to 50, 60 friends, family members since this has happened on Saturday. And even for people who haven't lived in the Buffalo area for 10, 20, 30 years, they all feel like this happened in their living room, that this hit closer to home than anything they've ever experienced. And, you know, you live somewhere and you hear about a mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, or Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, or Charleston, South Carolina, or Orlando, Florida, or any of the high schools or even elementary schools, thinking back to Sandy Hook Elementary School in Connecticut, which happened 10 years ago this year. And as tragic as they are, as horrible as they are, they do feel a little removed from where you are, and that perhaps is human nature. And for any Buffalonian, for anyone who grew up in Western New York, that this one just takes on a different meaning. It's difficult to comprehend and process. There's no question.
What are you expecting the reaction to be in Washington? I thought yesterday the White House, the new White House press secretary, Karine Jean-Pierre, was very measured in her response to some of the questions that were asked. What are you expecting reaction to be out of the White House, out of Congress?
Well, the probably two different answers to the same question. From the White House, I think what you're going to see is what you're going to see in Buffalo today, frankly. And you're going to see Joe Biden trying to be present. You're going to see Joe Biden meet with families. You're going to see Joe Biden talk about the human aspects of this absolute mind-boggling tragedy, which is not necessarily all that mind-boggling to people who've been following this and who have been concerned for months, for years, that domestic terrorism is a threat that is real. It's a threat that could affect any community in this country, and that there are people out there right now who want to do harm to other people because they are black or because they are gay or because they are something other than the demographic that they are. And it's scary. And I bet Joe Biden is going to talk to some extent today about what the federal government can do about that. And then on the congressional side, I bet you're going to hear in the days forward a different tone and a different message, which is going to be we're going to fight for legislation, particularly from the Democratic side. But the reality is, Brian, that that's not going to happen. There is absolutely no appetite in Congress right now collectively to pass some sort of comprehensive gun control measure or otherwise change the laws of the country in a way that is going to limit weapons. So in essence, every time there is a mass shooting, this comes up. There is a lot of energy and a lot of anger from both sides of the question of whether guns should be restricted or not restricted. And ultimately, there is a deadlock, and there's no indication at all that anything is going to change from a legislative perspective because of this most recent shooting relative to any others that have taken place before.
All right, you're kind of talking about the guns as no appetite for any change there, but there were two other aspects of this, hate and the social media component. Do you expect any kind of a national response on those two items?
Yeah, there's quite a possibility that, especially in the intelligence agencies, federal law enforcement agencies, that there could be more resources or call for more resources to enhance and otherwise improve the investigative efforts that would take place to anticipate crimes like this. We're obviously hearing very, very troubling information about the shooter in Buffalo and what he was posting online, which in essence was a playbook for what he was going to do. And the indications and the signs were there. And many people are asking right now, well, wait, why did law enforcement not have an indication? Why was this person not stopped when, quite literally, he was sent for a psychiatric evaluation not too terribly long ago? What happened that he was able to slip through the cracks and almost, you know, in plain sight, plan out a mass shooting in Buffalo, New York? So those are a lot of very heavy questions. There are going to be a lot of answers that are going to be asked for, or questions that are going to be asked and answers that are going to be demanded as a result of what we now know about the situation. And I'm sure we're going to find out a lot more in the coming days and weeks.
You know, there's always a push for some sort of large scale response, whether that's the federal government, the state, you know, some law or something that's going to prevent this from happening in the future. Is anybody in Washington, though, maybe talking about, you know, the other way around, the responsibility or the things that can change inside individuals' homes? This person lived with parents, lived with other people in a home, and we don't know the extent of what was known inside that home, but at the same time, it's far easier to stop this from happening inside the house than it would be from anything all the way in Washington, D.C., you know, some law that would have to be placed on everybody. Is there maybe a push for that type of response as well from the president, who says, you know, hey, we can try and do things, but this isn't just a government problem. This is something that every household has to look at.
Yeah. We will hear about that a lot, too. I mean, one question that is being asked a lot is, why does this only seem to happen in the United States? Why is this not a phenomenon, mass shootings, that is, that happened in other Western countries throughout the world? And, you know, in the minute that we have left here, I don't think we're going to find an answer. But you can definitely expect, Brian, that this is going to be an ongoing debate, and everything from the very heady topics of what can we do as a nation legislatively or otherwise, all the way down to what needs to change and from home to home, and obviously situations that that lead to a 18-year-old being able to, you know, in essence, hide a stock of weapons that are capable of a mass shooting, and everything in between. I suspect is going to be fair game in a conversation going forward.
Dave, we appreciate it. Thank you. Dave Leventhal, he is the Deputy Washington Bureau Chief for Business Insight.
Hey, Rob Bradford here. I have set out on a mission with my good friends at FanDuel to prove what I have known for some time: baseball isn't boring. Now I have a daily podcast to prove it, with some of the most notable people in the baseball world screaming baseball isn't boring from the mountaintops, or at least agreeing to come on our show. Players, managers, GMs, and yes, even the commissioner of baseball, Rob Manfred. It has been a constant wave of baseball's most powerful voices. So join the revolution. Subscribe and soak in Baseball Isn't Boring. Listen on your Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcast. You'll be glad you did.